The criminal justice system has become somewhat of a topic of interest among this generation, ranging from popular Netflix documentaries such as the Ted Bundy tapes and TV shows such as Law & Order. Society, as well as myself, seem to have an odd fascination with how the criminal justice system functions and the many cases that pertain to it. Although we display an interest in this media, how much information do we actually have in how the criminal justice system functions? Dictionary definition of criminal justice is the interdisciplinary academic study of the police, criminal courts, correctional institutions, and juvenile justice agencies, as well as of the agents who operate within these institutions. This system was implemented in the United States for the purpose of establishing justice within society in order to protect the citizens and prevent crime. As citizens of the United States, we should be properly informed and educated about all aspects of the criminal justice system in order to determine if it really is protecting our rights and establishing true justice within the nation. Major offenses denoted by criminal law in the United States include treason, murder, aggravated assault, theft, robbery, burglary, arson, and rape. These are all reasons as to why major investigations occur, and if necessary, the death penalty may be used. What defines a crime? According to criminal law, a crime is any criminal action that is committed with a malicious motive, with reckless behavior, or because of negligence. However, there are some exceptions to this policy, such as if the person who committed the crime suffered from any mental disorders, or if the crime is committed as an act of self-defense. Another important aspect of the United States criminal justice system is the juvenile system, which details the different crimes that minors can be convicted of and the difference in punishment for minors in comparison to adults. Research regarding juvenile delinquency around the 1970s reveals higher rates of delinquency among boys rather than girls, especially for the most serious offenses, minority youths for major property and violent offenses, youths who have dropped out of school or have difficulty in school, and youths who come from neighborhoods with high crime rates and who have few positive forces in their lives. This research can be utilized for the benefit of society in order to decrease the crime and imprisonment rate of minors by implementing better educational opportunities for low-income families and by bestowing positive influences upon them via peer mentors or morale-building programs in schools. In doing so, we can help bring crime rates down in the United States in order to ensure a better future for the children of today. According to the Sentencing Project, the United States is the world's leader in incarceration, with 2.2 million people in the nation's prisons and jails, a 500% increase over the last 40 years. This alarming statistic opens up our eyes as to how much of the nation's population is behind bars and if the system is actually successful in serving justice where justice is needed. Another alarming statistic divulges that people of color make up 37% of the U.S. population, but 67% of the prison population. This brings up the question of whether or not the criminal justice system discriminates based on race. Based on the statistics that black men are 6 times as likely to be incarcerated as white men, and Hispanic men are more than twice as likely to be incarcerated as non-Hispanic white men, it is safe to assume that there is racial inequality within the criminal justice system. The headlines we see in the news and on the media suddenly make sense after learning these statistics, and should put a heavy thought in our minds that the system that was originally created to provide protection to the people has been failing the people, and instead of justice, it promotes injustice. I believe that it is important that we as Americans educate ourselves over how the criminal justice system operates in order to determine if our rights are truly being protected, and if not, it is our responsibility to stand together and demand change.